This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, May 10th. God's word for you today is Voices, Part 3. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Samuel 2, verse 1, and it says, "After this, David asked the Lord, 'Should I move back to one of the towns of Judah?' 'Yes,' the Lord replied. Then David asked, 'Which town should I go to?' 'To Hebron,' the Lord answered." The voice of God, the voice of parents, the voice of friends, the voice of adversaries, the voice of the Bible, the voice of the flesh, the voice of the devil, and the voice of prophets. Even though the office of the prophet has been heavily abused and commercialized, God still speaks through people, through prophets. Note that the voice of the prophet should not set you in a direction that you have never been led on by God. The voice of the prophet usually will tell you things that God has already been telling you. Except the prophet has jurisdiction over you, or the prophet has a debt with God plus influence over you. And God knows this. God can use the prophet to set you in a direction that you have no clue about, but there are not many of such. Besides this, no prophet should tell you things that take you in a direction you have no clue about. Night is the voice of the mind. You have a mind, and the fact that you are saved, born again, does not mean you should be brain dead. You have a brain, and you can actually hear the voice of your mind. If it is an educated mind, you will hear educated voices from your mind. You can fellowship with God so much that you begin to increasingly have the mind of Christ. At that point, what comes from your mind is not necessarily wrong. What comes from your mind can be directly from God. But you need to know it is the voice of your mind that you are hearing. The tenth voice is the voice of your spirit. Some people call the voice of their spirit their gut feel. A gut feel is when you just know that you know that you know. That is the voice of your spirit. And if your spirit is in fellowship with the Holy Spirit, it is always accurate. However, the human mind is not always in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. So, sometimes what people hear from the voice of their spirit is their own volition coming through. But it is the voice of your spirit that you are hearing nonetheless. When you are able to understand that there are different voices, then you are able to discern them correctly. The next one is a voice most that are married here, and is the voice of your spouse. Dr. Oke Onuzo told us about a certain man that came to his office. His conversation was littered with the words, "My wife said that God said we should do XYZ or go in direction ABC," and on and on. Dr. Onuzo said, after a while, he said to the man, "Sir, don't you hear from God? Is it only your wife that God speaks to?" And the man began to tell him about how his wife wakes up at 3 o'clock in the morning to pray. He said when he wakes up and sees her, his mind is at peace. So by the time his wife speaks, everything she says is accurate. So Dr. Onuzo began to tell him that he has to hear God for his family as the man. Do not say, "Thus says my spouse." It is good to listen to your spouse. Do not get me wrong, but you need to hear God for yourself. Let us pray. Father, I ask that by your spirit, I will discern every voice correctly. Help me never miss your voice, regardless of the channel you choose to use. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.